Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, November 11th, 2021, Veterans Day. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The president says Americans do not understand supply chain problems. Donald Trump targets Republicans who backed Joe Biden's infrastructure bill. A new study says critical race theory taught in the country's most prestigious schools. Americans take on more debt than ever before. Also ahead, things are going badly in this country. There is a hidden reason why. But first, Joe Biden dismissing the nation's supply chain issues, saying Americans simply don't understand the problem. Said Mr. Biden from Baltimore, quote, "You hear a lot about supply chains in the news, but frankly, not a lot of people have a clear understanding about how supply chains work. National retailers Walmart and Costco only processing about 60% of orders right now. This time last year, President Trump was in office and the pandemic was raging. There were no supply problems." Donald Trump calling out 13 Republican lawmakers who voted for the infrastructure bill. The $1.2 trillion package passed the House 228 to 206. Said the former president, quote, "I love all the House Republicans. Well, actually, I don't love all of you. I don't love the 13 that voted for Biden's infrastructure bill," unquote. New study says critical race theory is infiltrating America's top private schools. A Cornell professor who compiled the data finding more than 50% of the country's elite institutions use mandatory anti-racism training for students between the ages of 5 and 17. In those places, 100% have curriculum focused on inclusion and equity. America is now carrying more debt than at any other time in history. As of October 2021, this year, households owe $15 trillion to lenders. Biggest culprits, credit cards and home mortgages. Inflation is hurting borrowers, hurting everybody. The consumer price index rising at the highest level in 30 years. All of this government spending is driving the country's credit scores down to levels not seen since the Great Recession of 2008. In a moment, is there a plot to destroy the American economy? Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. So we all know prices are up big. We all know products are in short supply. We all know there is a shortage of many products. So, surely the White House understands that. Yet little action is being taken. The question then becomes, why not? In my opinion, it all has to do with President Biden's transformational vision. That's the key word, transformational. This theory is being played out in a very stealth way. That means people don't know what's going on really. So instead of trying to improve situations that are harming Americans right now, that's not happening. And do you see any kind of, well, maybe we shouldn't spend as much money now so inflation doesn't get higher? Do you see that? No, you don't see it. Because the progressive left, which controls Joe Biden, and that's a fact, no doubt about it, they want to change American society. That's the transformational thing. Three areas. One, turn the economy into a green economy. Environmental justice. Two, turn education into progressive education. Critical race theory. Three, wipe out as much as they can the Judeo-Christian philosophy the U.S. Constitution is based on. Why? Because it's anti-minority. Remember, the founding fathers, in the view of the progressives, were all white supremacists. So let's take them one by one, so when you see this in your own community, you can recognize it. On the economy front, we're into theory. So Mr. Biden is attacking the gas industry and other energy concerns. That's driving up prices. Of course it would. And he wants to replace gas, oil, natural gas, coal with wind turbines, solar, electric cars. But they are not ready to go yet on a mass level. So we're all getting hammered on a theory. And trillions of dollars are being put into that theory. That's where a lot of this money from the reconciliation bill would go. Education is perhaps the worst because it's the most personal. So your kid toddles into a public school, and in many districts, the child is being taught America's pretty bad. Not noble, all right? A very oppressive place. And it's all based on skin color. So the kids are looking at each other. They can't understand any of this. And they're getting worried. They're getting nervous. This is not a calming thing. And the third thing is to wipe out Judeo-Christian philosophy. That is all American tradition. Do you realize that Thanksgiving is racist? Yeah, progressive think it is. So that's what's happening. That is transformation. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. International travel resumes this week for the first time in 20 months in and out of the USA, with borders open to those with COVID vax credentials. Millions of Americans are now planning trips. Here are a few spots around the world that I recommend. Tahiti's Outer Islands. Barack Obama enjoys Brando Island. He stayed at the luxury resort once owned by actor Marlon Brando for an entire month after leaving the White House. He started writing his memoirs in the South Pacific. Tahiti is a stunningly beautiful place. For those seeking cooler climates, you might head to the fjords of Norway. Tourists can visit 2,000 fjords spanning 800 miles of shoreline. Magnificent. The deep valleys were used by Viking explorers to launch expeditions. Monaco, right next to France on the Mediterranean, is a nifty place. The tiny principality is the second smallest country in the world after Vatican City. Nestled along the French Riviera, Monaco is known for car races, casinos, and very wealthy people. With a population of just 30,000, the city-state is home to the highest concentration of billionaires on Earth, and that means good restaurants. Next, Austria's Lake District. The region is routinely ranked as one of the most beautiful places in Europe. Outdoor activities are big in the Alps, especially skiing and hiking, as you know. All that exercise can work up a thirst, and you can sample a lot of beer in Austria. Believe me, they don't run out of beer. I was there 3 years ago, and it was, again, magnificent. Kyoto, Japan. The town of 1.5 million people is more than 1,000 years old. Getting around is easy to city as the fastest trains in the world. I took one from Tokyo. It was there in a flash. Kyoto, one of the few Japanese cities not destroyed during World War II, so you can see old Japan. Finally, one of the biggest hotspots for American tourists is now open to international travelers. Jerusalem. Before the pandemic, 5 million people visited the Holy City each year from every country on Earth. When astronaut Neil Armstrong visited Jerusalem for the first time in 1994, he turned to reporters and said, quote, "I am more excited stepping on these stones than I was stepping on the moon." Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.